Are you a know-it-all? Keep in mind, your answer may differ from those who know you best. We like to be in the know. Knowledge is power. When you know something someone else doesn't, there can be a temptation to feel a bit superior. That's why gossip is so tempting. Also, remember in the garden, the serpent ultimately lures Eve with knowledge. You will be like God, knowing good and evil, the serpent said in Genesis 3. We devour the latest news, information, and discoveries. But the truth is, the more we discover, the more we understand or seek to understand, there will always be more that we don't. I love the saying, just when you think you have the answer, they go and change the question. Did you see the most recent image from the James Webb Space Telescope? It went viral. Take a look. Do you see it? This massive $10 billion space telescope that some NASA directors say will offer up answers to questions we don't even know yet, delivering mind-blowing images from galaxies far, far away. In its latest image, delivered a question mark. Oh, the irony is not lost on me. Yes, as they look closer, the question mark image is a possible merging of galaxies, tidal tails, and a star-forming cloud. The image is clear, and as always, there's more to investigate and discover. Just as we think we are uncovering so much, we are left still with more questions. Life is full of questions. I don't need a picture from 1,470 light years away to know that. I don't think you do either. But the real question is, where do we go for our answers? I look to the one who spoke those billions of stars and galaxies into existence. Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Friend, we will never know all the answers to life's questions. Why do things happen? Why does evil prevail? What purpose and good could possibly come from this pain or loss? Where is my place and purpose in the midst of it all? As we seek to understand, we must ultimately rest in the will of the Father, just as Jesus did. The wisest man to ever live, King Solomon, wrote in Proverbs 1:7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." God is the beginning and the end, and He has the final word. I stand in awe of that. He is holy, He is just, He is grace-giving, He is loving, He is righteous, and He holds my life and all my questions in the same hands. He holds the galaxies and stars that make up that cosmic question mark. We can seek wisdom and understanding in so many places and even look far beyond the outer limits of our existence. But at the end of the day, as we lay our head down to rest, we must trust and rely only on the Lord to hold all the answers. That's the truth. Give your life, your heart, your hurts, and all your questions to Jesus. Only then, even in the unknown of it all, will your heart find peace and be satisfied. I'm Lori Klein.